Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. When you hear that music, that means it's time for our Junkies Weekend Parlay. Shall we spin the wheel, Valdez?
Let's.
Go to me last. Go to me last.
All right, I'm going to lead off then. I'm looking at Mackenzie Gore tonight, and I saw something which jumped out at me. Altline, 7 strikeouts or more is plus 154. Nationals take on the Minnesota Twins. In May, Mackenzie Gore was striking everybody out. He was averaging 8.4 strikeouts per game. Now, in June, it slowed down. Mm-hmm. I think maybe he had a tired arm. In June, less than 6 strikeouts per game. Mm-hmm. But he had the All-Star break. His last outing only lasted 2 1/3 innings. Padres kind of roughed him up. Mm-hmm. So I think Mackenzie Gore has a fresh arm, and he's poised for a bounce back, and he'll return to his form from May. So 7+ strikeouts for the parlay.
All right. You're in.
7. I think I like that. What's the number?
Plus 154.
Plus 154?
Valdez. I guess I'm filling the role
of
Bish Bucks.
I'm going to go with a hot bat on the Orioles. They won their day game before coming back home against the Rockies, against the Guardians, but they dropped 3 of 4. But in those 4 games that they played in Cleveland, Ramon Laureano had 3 bombs in that series. Mm. So the coming back home, playing the woeful Rockies, I'm expecting the hot streak to keep alive. We're going Laureano for a home run against the Rockies tonight. I believe it's plus 370.
It is plus 370. You're in. You're officially in the parlay.
Wow, Laureano homer.
Got some big plus numbers here so far. Plus 154 and plus 370.
Nobody likes it. They just make fun of you if you pick like a even or a minus. Nobody likes that.
Then I'm going to get made fun of because I've got a minus number. You guys know that I love nothing more than betting on the WNBA and betting on the Mystics. I love betting the Sticks. And they're catching 5.5 points at home with the Seattle Storm visiting. The Sticks just went out and beat the Storm in Seattle. So they're at home catching 5.5. So I'll take that number. Now it's minus 108, so I'll get goofed on. That's fine.
That's right around 5. That's right around even.
Drab, can you tell me why the Mystics are a hot ticket? Tickets are starting at $88 for this game. Why such fervor for Mystics tickets at Care First Arena? Can you tell me?
I'm not sure. I'm not up to the latest.
It's the hottest ticket in town.
Wow. Does that mean people are buying them?
I mean, tickets start at $88. It seems pretty pricey. I mean, Caitlin Clark isn't playing for the Storm last time I checked.
Is this season turning out to be a big dud for Caitlin Clark with all the injuries and everything?
Yeah, huge dud.
Huge dud for her, right?
Yeah, and she sucks when she plays.
I mean, she was really bad.
Angel Reese, face of the WNBA.
Right?
By the way, the Sticks they're trying to get to 500. If they beat the Seattle Storm, they get to 12-12.
Hey, did you see the marketing faux pas that the WNBA had?
I did see the marketing faux pas.
It made me slap my knee a little bit.
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
So they have billboards and banners, and they're running this whole campaign for the WNBA, and the phrase that
Gatorade's running the
Gatorade's
campaign.
Excuse me. So Gatorade's phrase that they're using with the WNBA is "Let her cook." Yeah.
I saw it yesterday. It did make me slap my knee. Mm. Then maybe they didn't think that one through so much in the boardroom meetings before they rolled out that campaign.
Yes, and maybe we're just too cynical, Kate.
Man, maybe that's it.
All right, let's spin the wheel. Junkies Weekend Parlay.
I'm ready if you want to go to me. I don't care though. You know what? Why don't you go to Mar so we can go get our breakfast?
All right, let's go to Mike Mar.
Yeah, breakfast is ready.
Yeah,
I'll be picking it up
Let
soon.
Let Mar cook.
Yeah.
We got some silly UFC fights tomorrow. UFC on ABC starting at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Robert Whittaker against Rainer De Ritter. De Ritter's coming off a big win against Bo Nickel. He's a takedown guy, so he's going to try to get Whittaker to the ground. But Whittaker has great takedown defense. Robert Whittaker, former UFC champion, and he's one of the best gatekeepers in UFC history. They're always throwing him young guys, and he's knocking them out of the park. So give me Robert Whittaker money line over this bum tomorrow afternoon.
So he's at minus 158.
All right,
we got two plus numbers, two minus numbers so far in the parlay.
That's going to hurt. That's going to hurt.
It's all okay. Good.
Got it. We got a hit. If you hit, it's okay. If you miss, you take a big
hurt because it's not going to hit.
If you miss, no, but I'm just saying individually, if you take a big fave and it misses, then you should really feel terrible.
All right, Steak King.
I'm just going to go kind of similar vein. I think it was with Valdez. I'm going to pick a guy to hit a bomb. Phillies are playing at the Yankees. And Bryce Harper, he likes a big stage. Plus 240. Give me Bryce to hit one over that short right field fence. Plus 240.
All right, you got Bryce Harper to hit a dinger. You are in.
Hey, it's Morgan Abscher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That leaves Drabby T-shirt.
Is Drab going to do a Mubadala City Open bet? Of course.
I watched Venus lose last night. That was
I should have bet my life savings on a 46-year-old not bouncing back in her second match.
Yeah, you should have.
Did Fritzy win? I was watching that, and then I gave up.
Yeah.
Bed.
So he's the favorite. Taylor Fritz is the favorite to win the men's side.
Did you see the one point that where it was just spectacular? They like lobbed him. He didn't go between the legs, but kind of went between the legs. And then went back to the net. They were going back and forth, back and forth. I mean, Fritz was out of position the entire time and stole the point. No.
I did not see it. But look, Taylor's playing really well right now. But I don't think he's going to win this tournament. There's a massive match tonight. We have Tiafoe versus Ben Shelton. And DC Open plays very fast. Big serves are killing it there. I think Shelton's going to win tonight. He's minus 200. That's not what we're betting on.
Okay.
I think Shelton's going to win this tournament. He's plus 430. I know, it's a dumb bet. Whatever. Ride with me a little bit. Taylor Fritz, he always crumbles when the pressure gets on to him. I'm not sold on him. They'll have a big semifinal match on Saturday night. I think Ben Shelton's going to beat Taylor on Saturday, and then he'll just easy victory on Sunday against whatever bum, Medvedev or... on Sunday. So I like Shelton big time to win the DC Open. I think that will be his third ATP title.
Nice.
Young
plus 430.
Ooh.
This could be juicy. This could be
cakes.
$10 bet.
Could be a big one.
Is Cakes going to put it in, or is he going to roll the dice that it doesn't
hit? It's dicey. we never know.
He's got to get it in before he goes to MGM.
That's the biggest bet ever. Will I put the bet in before it expires?
You have to put it in from, you could do it from Merrill.
I can do it from here, too.
You can do it from here.
Pretty sure I can.
You get a physical ticket at MGM, too, if you want it.
Oh, that's true. I could do that.
Do that. That's old school.
That's kind of spicy.
Old school
sweat. Might have to do that. All right. Not going to go through every permutation, but a $10 bet wins us $6,755.32.
Nice. That's a good score.
That's more than grand per person.
Let's go. Let's go. That's our Junkies Weekend Parlay. I'll post that up at Junks Radio on X and on our Instagram account, Sports Junkies Radio. Be right back.
Hey, it's Morgan Abscher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.